Case number 10,575, Francis M. and Maureen B. Benicasa, west of Row 350, north of Pine Street, being Lot 13, Section A, within Banks Acres Development. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Ken Feaster. I'm with Steve Parsons' office in Ocean View. I'm here on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Benincasa. They apologize they couldn't make it tonight. They got called out of town to attend to Mrs. Benincasa's elderly father, and they've asked me to speak on their behalf this evening. Mr. and Mrs. Benincasa are seeking a variance on the property in Banks Acres in Millville. They purchased the property in October of 2009 from Henry and Alice Miller. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Miller owned the property since 1983, and at the time they purchased it, it had its present layout. To their knowledge, it had been that way since at least 1971. That includes the sheds and the garage for which the variance is sought here. The property has been in this condition since 1971 for approximately 30 years. Mr. and Mrs. Benincasa, upon their purchase of the property, obtained a survey. This is the first that Mr. and Ms. Miller ever heard that there was any sort of violation of the variance requirements. Mr. and Ms. Benincasa agreed to proceed to settlement to accommodate Mr. and Ms. Miller and to seek the variance in their place. They're seeking a variance for the shed that is at the side yard. If you're looking at the property, it's on the left-hand side. They're also seeking a variance on the shed that is in the back left-hand corner of the property, and for the garage that is in the back right corner of the property. They need this variance to avoid the undue hardship of the necessity to demolish these structures in order to come into compliance with the setback requirements. The variance would be required for them to continue to use the property as it's been since 1971. Mr. and Ms. Benincasa did not create this issue, as it was created by the owners prior to the Millers. It won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood in that it's been this way for approximately 39 years, so it's actually become a part of the character of the neighborhood. It's been there for so long. It hasn't in any way hindered or impaired the use of the adjacent properties, and this would be the minimum variance required in order to allow them to leave these structures as they are and to continue to use them in that manner. That's all that I have to say on that, and I thank you for your consideration.
Okay. Just a moment,
please. Sizes, was there recorded permits on these?
Well, I couldn't. I quit looking.
Okay.
Because I think it's in archives somewhere. They may, but I was going to.
That was the issue with our title searcher as well.
Yes.
She did a cursory search and couldn't come up with anything.
Yeah, so I was going to suggest that permits should be obtained just to bring it up to compliance in case I couldn't find anything. But it doesn't mean they did not.
Right. Looks like the garage might have been closed until they put the carport on.
Yeah.
The sheds probably weren't permitted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, are there any further questions for members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10575 as it's been there going on 40 years. It wasn't created by the applicant, and I don't believe it will alter the central character of the neighborhood.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 10575. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number